Welcome to Insight here on the Daily Audio Stash. This is our weekly segment about cannabis and mental health. Joining us today is Dr. Mitch Earlywine, author of Understanding Marijuana, and he's also on Normal's advisory board. We're going to discuss the topic of depression and marijuana. Welcome here to the Daily Audio Stash, Dr. Earlywine.
Pleasure to be here.
Now, there are many myths out there, but is there any evidence whatsoever of a link between cannabis and depression?
In truth, there are so many things that increase depression in the modern world, but marijuana is just not one of them. Anytime I talk about this, I want to emphasize that there are cognitive behavioral therapies for depression that really work wonders, that depression is really a common thing, that it's not something that people should be afraid of or necessarily ashamed about. But again, the causes of depression don't seem to involve marijuana at all, and I'm happy to elaborate on that with some of my own research.
Now, tell us about some of the most common factors in the causes of depression, Mitch.
Well, when you look at the rates of depression over a person's lifetime, women are about 25% risk for depression and men only 15%. And that right away ought to get you thinking, well, gee, some of the big social and economic things that have a big impact on women may be contributing to some of these depressive things. People who experience depression are often folks who've been victims of some kind of trauma, folks who have sort of a negative outlook on life anyway, folks who have substance abuse problems with hard drugs and are actually dependent, or folks who are medically ill and end up getting depressive symptoms as a result of things like cancer and AIDS and things along those lines.
It seems like there are a lot of environmental factors that can cause depression in humans. So often we see those drug commercials claiming that a single chemical is responsible and that their pill will take it all away.
I find that really disappointing, and every time I see one of those, I can feel my blood boil because, in fact, the talk therapies are more effective in the long run than antidepressant medication because you're less likely to relapse with talk therapy. When you learn new skills about how to do fun things and see the world differently, that lasts you a lot longer than taking a pill every single day. And the data really support that. I can't emphasize that enough.
And one final question for you today, Mitch. For those who are dealing with depression and looking for solutions, you mentioned talk therapy. What makes that so effective?
The cognitive behavioral therapies are really the best. And what it does is it alters the way you look at the world, but also gets you out there doing fun things. When you deal with depressed folks, a lot of times they're not doing anything that's particularly fun. It makes perfect sense why they would be depressed. That's really the hallmark of it, but, you know, a good relationship with a therapist is the beginning to how that stuff works.
Mitch, thanks so much for joining us here today on Normal's Daily Audio Stash.
Always a pleasure.
Dr. Mitch Earlywine is author of the book Understanding Marijuana. We've got a link to it right up on our website, normalaudiostash.com. This has been Insight, our weekly look into cannabis and mental health. More information about cannabis and mental health is on Normal's website, norml.org.